On your morning team show on WSGW, it's 7:40. Dave, Pat, Charlie, you. Little one-hit wonder fun.
In the light of the sun, is there anyone? Or it has begun. Oh dear, you look so lost. Eyes are red and tears are shed. Words you must have crossed, you said. You don't know me, you don't.
You more familiar with Augustana than I am, Pat Johnston?
I remember the song.
Okay.
Yeah, not real familiar though, but I remember.
Group that actually got its start in 2006, I think, around for a few years, broke up, then got back together. Always dangerous sometimes when we do a one-hit wonder for a group that's in the 2000s, because...
Never know.
You never know, but up until this point...
Yeah.
The rock band out of San Diego. This is the song that's really attached to them. I'm sure their big fans would know more. I know they had another one. I was looking things up and I saw Sweet and Low, I guess, was another one that was recognizable. But this is the one. It's called Boston. And by definition, one-hit wonder. We have an easier time finding one-hit wonders, certainly from the 80s and 70s, because... Any chance for one of those groups at that time of the 70s and 80s to have another hit?
Yeah, it's slow.
pretty remote. Yeah. So that's why we felt safe doing Augustana for you this morning. But we'll find out. We'll track. Speaking of hit songs, kind of a little follow-up, if you will, to acknowledge the passing. A lot of folks in radio would recognize the name. I suppose there are music lovers that would recognize, too. Joel Whitburn has passed away. Remember Joel Whitburn is the guy that had numerous books. He was the one that tracked the Billboard charts.
Oh, all right.
Before the internet, if you wanted to know what was on Billboard and all the Joel Whitburn.
Yes.
Okay. But now a lot of people didn't know his name. They just knew his books. But he was the guy, I've got a couple of Joel Whitburn books someplace. And it was like, musical artists, all the chart tracking, and he cross-referenced it in a number of ways, had musical notes on the artist. I mean, it was quite the production he did.
It was.
He was 82 years old. He passed away at his home in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. It says here that after working for RCA, he founded his own company called Record Research. That was the name of the company, which had a licensing deal with Billboard magazine to publish the information. I didn't ever knew that. I just thought he was publishing it. I didn't know he had to get the rights for it, but he did. It also says here, I'm trying to imagine where he stored this. Whitburn was an avid music collector who owned every record that ever listed on the Hot 100.
Everyone?
That's what it says. Every record that ever listed. And he started tracking it when the Billboard 100 debuted back in 1958.
Wow.
Where's that warehouse? Oh, my gosh.
How many would that... I can't imagine
thousands
how that would be.
Upon thousands.
Right.
If it's every record that ever listed, because there's some, you know, that were on for a long time, others that hit it once and then were off. And man, commissions in 1958. Whew. And I wonder what kind of form. I mean, certainly there'd have been 45s.
I'm guessing.
But you know, there's some artists that never released it. Remember, for a while, dare I say, some artists were known for releasing the cassettes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and then CDs, right, later. Yeah.
And then online, so.
Right.
Well, Joel Whitburn, we wanted to make sure we referenced that.
Those books were really fascinating. I could get lost in them.
You really could.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing to go through, and he kept on updating it.
Yeah.
And updating it, and updating it, and some of those books were pretty thick.
They were. But if you needed something, and that was like, let's remember, this is before... The internet, right? A lot of it. I remember, like, my friend, he used to have those books. He would get the updated ones. And, those were the days when you were like, somebody could say anything, and I guess it could be true or whatever, but if we argued music and we're like, no, this song was number one, he would pull out his book, which was now that I know Joel Whitburn books, and say, nope, it was number one on this day, Pat. Oh, all right. Got it
number
right.
Number one, and how many weeks at number one?
Yep, and all that.
Cool stuff.
Yep.
We should also acknowledge, too, I heard over the weekend, Mark Shields.
Yeah.
Passed away.
Yep.
longtime political communist and common columnist and commentator for PBS.
Yeah, PBS. I think he did some work also, CNN and a few others.
Yeah, because he was with CNN on the, what was the show that they did the political back and forth?
Yeah.
Wasn't he part of that?
Oh, I don't know if he was part. Are you thinking about Crossfire?
Was he original part of that? I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe.
I remember him most was PBS.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
He and David Gergen for years.
Yes.
Would give that liberal conservative back and forth.
Yep.
But he was 85 years old. 85. He began with PBS and the NewsHour in 1987 until he retired in 2020. Wow.
That's right. It was just a couple of years ago that he retired.
Remember he retired, but I didn't realize it was only a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I thought it was longer than that. But I want to make sure we reference a little Mark Shields.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's the death of this company, but I was surprised to hear, too, over the weekend, filing for Chapter 11, Revlon.
Yeah, a cosmetic company.
Wow. Hmm.
I didn't see that one.
A lot of people staying home, not putting on their face.
Yes, yeah. Maybe
that. Yeah.
Just might have been it.
Maybe that's it. It says
got
here.
Into sales.
It says here it's lost market share to other rivals who came along and offered up newer lines of some of the cosmetics. And they also say that they were hurt by celebrities that started their own lines.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then through their own online accounts and things like that had direct contact with their followers, mm-hmm. and so
more people taking a share of the pie.
Yeah, but Revlon. So wanted to acknowledge that.
Yeah, the end of an era.
Yeah, well, it's just as it's filing Chapter 11.
Just,
I mean, I suppose
that I guess it could be around.
Could you know what's the word I'm looking for? Reorganize and hopefully come back. They first were on the shelves. It says here 90 years ago.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice
run. It's a long time, yeah. Well, hopefully better things into the future, but yeah, just happen to see that too.
Yeah.
We're at 748 on WSDW. We were talking last hour of some of the sports. You know, we were having fun with Riley Green. We mentioned the U.S. Open. Did you hear, and I missed this, the comments from Charles Barkley about golf?
No.
And his take on the PGA Tour and the controversy with LIV.
Yes. Saudi-backed league? No.
Yeah. Apparently, he was appearing on the Pat McAfee show on Friday, and he was actually supporting players who took the money to join the LIV Golf Series. Yeah.
Okay.
He says, I want all the LIV guys on top of the leaderboard. He says, I want to see the PGA Tour shaking in their boots. He says, I don't judge other people. And this is where he says, you take it for Charles Barkley, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
And he was joking. I think we all know that. Listen, if somebody gave me $200 million, I'd kill a relative, even one I liked.
Okay. Right. That's Charles.
That's Charles Barkley. He says, I'm serious. There's giving Phil Mickelson $200 million, Dustin Johnson $150 million. He said, for that, again, that's where he...
Yeah. Always the contrarian.
So, next time Charles has a family reunion...
Yeah, right.
Don't be surprised if nobody
Don't
shows
turn your back
up.
To him.
I didn't track any of the LIV guys...
Phil didn't make the cut.
Oh, he didn't make the cut at all.
No,
I know he had a horrible first round.
Yeah, didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut at all.
I think Dennis Johnson, did I say Dennis Johnson?
Oh, Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. Don't think Dennis from the Boston Celtics made it.
We were Barkley, NBA.
There you go. Dustin Johnson, he made the cut, but yeah, he didn't.
But it was way down there.
Yeah.
And still remains to be seen where this is going to lead. But it's getting attention.
Yep.
Charles gave it some.
A little bit more.
750 on WSGW. Remember, that's Charles Barkley, and you'd expect nothing less from Charles to make a comment like that.